Welcome back to Stupid State Stories, where we unpack the overflowing sack of stupid the state ferociously fills each week. I'm Chuck.
And I'm Megan. Today we discuss a double dose of dumb, daylight saving time, and the fact that the U.S. has four time zones when two would do the job. It's March 9th, 2025, and we're over it.
Oh, totally. DST is the tradition that won't die. Like, why are we still pretending this clock shuffling saves anything? Energy? Nope, debunked. I waste more energy yelling at my smoke detector when it beeps.
And productivity? Ha! People aren't making the most of daylight, they're just angry. It is effective at some other things, though. Research shows workplace injuries jump 6% the Monday after the switch. Heart attacks? Up 24%. Car crashes? Spiked. Like many ideas so good they have to be mandatory, DST doesn't accomplish its stated goal, but it does happen to kill people.
Right? Then you sprinkle in four time zones, Eastern, Central, Mountain, Pacific, and it's chaos squared. Why do we need four? Russia's got 11, sure, but they're like eight times our size, and who wants to emulate them anyway? Two zones would work, East and West. Done.
Yep, mash Eastern and Central into one, Pacific and Mountain into another. Sorry, Denver, you're West now. It's not like the sun's offended if Kansas and New York share lunchtime. But no, we've got this patchwork mess and clocks tweaking out twice a year.
The DST flip is the worst. Your mom's like, I need my meds at 6. And I'm like, hey, it's 7 now. Blame Congress and stop calling me. Half the world doesn't even do it. Hawaii, Arizona, most of Asia. They're living the dream while I'm resetting my oven clock like a caveman.
My car's been an hour off since November. I gave up. And for what? Farmers don't want it. Cows don't care. The American Farm Bureau's been begging to ditch it. It's pointless performative pain.
So here's our fix. End DST and shrink the zones. Next switch, say November 2025, only two zones move. Eastern and Pacific stay put. Central and Mountain shift once to align. Then we stop. No more springing or falling. Two zones. Permanent time. Boom.
East stays on standard. West picks a spot. Maybe split the difference. And we're free. No more groggy Mondays. No more, wait, what time is it in Chicago? Europe's phasing DST out. Canada's dabbling. Why are we still torturing ourselves?
Inertia, Megan. Some politicians probably like, but golf courses need evening light. Meanwhile, I'm over here risking a heart attack for an extra sunset and fending off unwanted insulin innuendos. I say we rebel. Leave the clocks alone next time and call it a day.
I'm in. Listeners, join the time revolt. Next switch, ignore it. Blame us when your boss yells. So, Chuck, worst part of this mess for you? DST or the four-zone madness?
DST, performing arbitrary tasks for the state, makes me a gremlin. You?
Four zones. Scheduling a meeting across the country is like untangling quantum physics without any of the fun zombie cats. All right, folks, that's our rant. So, Chuck, say it with me now. The annoying relic from times past that screws us twice a year? DST.
Your mom.